Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Well, before we do get started, I do want to let you know this show is brought to you by the financial support of our listeners. You can support the show at support.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time for us to go ahead and get into today's episode of Nick Carter. I should warn you in advance that there is a bit missing from the episode, a plot point that you kind of figure out. I do apologize, but no source of the program had it. It's in the middle, so we'll do the best we can. Original air date for this episode is July the 20th of 1947, and the title is The Case of the Wandering Macaroni.
Old Dutch Cleanser, famous for chasing dirt, presents Nick Carter, famous for chasing crime. Every week at this time, two great names are joined as Old Dutch Cleanser brings to one of the most resourceful and daring characters in all detective fiction, Nick Carter, Master Detective.
This is the silliest business I ever heard of, Nick. Ordering a dish of macaroni just so somebody else won't get it.
Yes, Patsy, but it's this particular dish that holds the fortune.
But what if you don't get it before Green Hat does?
Then I failed in what I promised to do.
But what happens after you get the dish of macaroni, Nick?
We search it for what it contains.
And after that?
Anything can happen.
Now, The Case of the Wandering Macaroni. Today's adventure with Nick Carter, brought to you by Old Dutch Cleanser. It's been a busy day for Nick Carter, who's been cleaning up the routine business that has piled up on his desk. Now, it is late afternoon, and Nick is still dictating letters to his recording machine while his secretary, Patsy, sits at her desk and taps her foot impatiently.
Dear Mr. Gaylord, I received your letter dated January 17th, semicolon. However, it is not my policy to accept cases of this nature, period. I find
Nick,
that activities of the sort you suggest are incompatible with a general standing
Nick.
That I have attempted to... Hey, Patsy, you turned off the machine.
That's right. It's 5:30. I won't transcribe those letters till tomorrow anyway. And besides, it's my birthday.
But I only
Carter, you promised me 6 months ago that we'd go out to dinner to celebrate my birthday, and I'm going to drag you away from the office. I have to use a blackjack.
All right, Patsy. I didn't forget. We'll close up the office right now and go out and celebrate.
Well, that's better. Which do you think would be nicer, Nick? The penguin room or the moonlight roof?
Your choice, Patsy. You're the birthday child.
I think the penguin room. They've got that big name band and all the...
The door.
Oh, no. Not another case. Let's keep very quiet. Maybe he'll go away.
I'd like to, but it might be important. Don't worry about the dinner, Patsy. I'll see to it that you...
Mr. Carter?
Come in.
You're Nick Carter, the detective.
That's right. This is my secretary, Miss Bowen.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do?
What can I do for you?
I want you to get me a dish of macaroni.
Beg your pardon. I thought you said macaroni.
I did.
What?
Well, perhaps I'd better explain.
Well, I should think so.
My name is Griswold, Ben Griswold. Years ago, I used to work as a contact man for your father, Sim Carter, when he needed an inside track in unusual circles.
Say, wait a minute. Ben Griswold, I remember you.
I hoped you would.
Well, you used to come to the house when I was a boy and help me with arithmetic.
That's right, Nick. But I need your help now. I can't go to the police. I can't afford publicity of any sort. It would ruin me.
I'd be glad to do anything I can, Ben.
Well, I'll pay any fee you ask.
Now, don't worry about that. For an old friend of my father's that's on the house.
But you said you wanted a dish of macaroni.
Yes. Now, here's the whole setup. At 7:03 tonight, a man wearing a green hat We'll go into the cafeteria at 47th Street and Avenue M.
Yes?
Exactly 1 minute later, he'll drop a glass on the floor and break it.
But why?
That's an identification signal. Then at 7:05, he'll go to the steam table. There'll be three dishes on top of the counter. The middle one will be macaroni, Nick, and I want you to get that dish before the man in the green hat dies.
Well, what's in it? And why is it so important?
Well, in that macaroni dish, you'll find a metal container. Now, I can't tell you what's in it, but I'll meet you here tomorrow, and before you hand it over to me, I'll give you legal proof that it's really mine. I can't go myself, Nick. They know me by sight.
I see. Now, let's see now. Green Hat comes in at 7:03.
Yes?
At 4 after, he breaks a glass.
Right.
And I'm to beat him to the macaroni at 5 after.
That's right. And be careful, Nick. It'll be dangerous.
All right, Ben, you've got yourself a detective. I'll get that macaroni for you. May even bring back some salt and pepper for seasoning.
But, Nick, you promised to take me to the Penguin Room for dinner. It's my birthday.
Oh, that's right. Well, never let it be said that a Carter broke a promise. We're off to dinner.
At the Penguin Room?
No, Patsy, at the cafeteria.
Baked beans for a birthday dinner.
We'll make it up later, Patsy. We'll take in the Penguin Room and the Moonlight Room. Oh, there he is.
Green Hat, where?
Behind you. There by the water cooler.
I see. He's looking at his wristwatch. He's awfully big, Nick.
Yeah, looks as though he could walk upstairs with a piano under each arm. I don't like that bulge in his coat, either. That's a shoulder holster.
There goes the broken glass right on schedule. Have you got enough change?
A whole pocketful. Come on.
Right.
You keep away from Green Hat, Patsy. When you see me start for the door, get going fast and meet me outside.
Right, Nick.
Now, wait a minute.
Can I help you, bud?
Coffee, black, and plenty hot.
Draw one.
What do you want coffee for now, Nick?
Might come in handy.
There you are. 5 cents. Thanks.
Now down to the steam table.
Here comes Green Hat fast.
We'll beat him. Here's the macaroni in the corner. I'll drop a quarter and grab it.
Hey, you give me that macaroni.
Why should I? I paid for it.
Hand it over. Hey, look out with that coffee. Look out. Oh, hey.
Come on, Patsy, beat it.
With you.
Walk as fast as you can. Mm-hmm. The hot coffee I spilled on Green Hat will keep him busy for a while.
Did you get the metal container out of the dish?
I had a fish and a macaroni for it, but I found it.
What's in it?
We'll see when Griswold comes for tomorrow. Around this corner, quick.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay, wise guy, up with the hands.
Green Hat.
Yeah, this must be my lucky day.
Boy, that's just the way to treat a new pair of nylons.
There's the door, Patsy.
It's open, too.
I think it leads to an alley. Yes, dust.
Fresh air.
Careful. Green Hat may be around someplace.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
I've got ashes in my shoes down the back of my neck.
So have I.
The first thing I'm going to do is go home, take a shower, and get into some clean clothes.
Oh, no, you're not.
Why, I am, too.
Right now, I've got a phone call to make.
But...
And I'm running a race, a very important race.
A race? Nick, are you feeling all right?
Never felt better.
But this race...
Going to run a race, Patsy, with the Department of Sanitation.
Covered with dust and ashes, Nick and Patsy hurry through the city on a mysterious race. Their goal, the secret of the container in the wandering macaroni. As their cab careens through the streets, Nick wonders what lies behind the struggle for this puzzling prize. We'll see how he finds the answers in just a minute. Now back to the case of the wandering macaroni. Today's adventure with Nick Carter, brought to you by Old Dutch Cleanser. Covered with ashes, Nick and Patsy hail a cab and hurry back uptown. It is after midnight when they are dropped on a corner, and now they hurry along the dimly lighted, deserted street. Patsy is still trying to brush the dust out of her hair.
Nick, I don't see why I can't go home and clean up.
Later, Patsy. We're in a hurry now. Ah, there's the cafeteria down the street.
Oh, but just look at my stockings. There isn't enough left of them to make a pair of bobby socks.
Here we are.
What? Why, this is the same corner where Green Hat held us up. Nick, what are you diving into that trash can for?
A container from the macaroni. I fixed it in here when I was picking up your purse.
So that's why Green Hat couldn't find it when he searched you.
I'm afraid the sanitation department will get here first and empty it again. Oh, blast it.
What's the matter?
Who put banana peels in here?
You find it?
No, not yet. Wait. Yes, here it is.
Good.
Our little macaroni-covered friend.
Nick, there's a car pulling up, a police car.
I know. Sergeant Matheson.
Huh?
Said he'd meet us here when I hold him.
You know, one of these days, Nick Carter, I ain't gonna come running when you call.
Hi, Sergeant.
Hiya, Patsy. Hey, what have you been doing, playing hide-and-seek in that garbage can?
In a way.
We've been chasing a dish of macaroni.
At this time of night?
Uh-huh.
You've both gone off your rockers. Now, just stay nice and quiet, and Uncle Matty will call the wagon.
Don't be funny, Matty. I'm on a case. I need your help.
And how?
I'd like to look through your files and check a few things.
Okay, Nick. Hop in back, and I'll take you downtown. Now, what's all this about?
I can't tell you much now, Matty, but I have a hunch we're on a trail of something big.
All right, sit down, Nick. Carter will have those fingerprints for you in a minute. Where'd you get them?
From my notebook cover. The ape with the green hat had his paws all over it when he searched me. They kept the wallet, but he gave me back the notebook.
What about the other guy?
The colonel?
Yeah.
There, Matty, is a smooth operator. Didn't touch anything and tried to keep his face in the shadow, but he leaned forward when he reached for my wallet.
Oh. Why don't you check through our file, Nick, and see if you can spot him from the photographs?
Good idea. Patsy's on, too. She can help. Hey. Where is Bessie?
Down the hall, washing up. You could use some soap, too, Nick.
I haven't time. Gotta crack this before tomorrow morning when I see Griswold.
Any luck in the filing?
Not so far. No one that even looks like the colonel.
Come in. There's a record on those prints, Sergeant.
Mr. Carter was right. This guy's got a record as long as your arm.
Okay, Carter, thanks.
Now, read it off to me, will you, Matty? I'll keep looking for the colonel.
Now, let's see now. Oh, quite a guy, your man in the green hat, Nick.
Yeah.
Name Shib Garson. Convictions 369. Everything from dope and hot cars to making book. Wanted by the Treasury boys for smuggling. I better have him picked up.
What's the latest they get on him?
Well, here he's been spotted down in South America. Port of San Luis Oro. Looks like the Treasury's been keeping a close eye on that baby, Nick.
Well, that's it. Hey, I'll be a...
Well, what is it, Nick? You find the colonel's
picture? Oh, I found my client's picture.
What do you mean?
Here on this card. Ben Griswold, convicted 1923, illegal stock manipulation. Served 2 years in state prison.
Ben Griswold. Say, I remember that case. I was a rookie when it broke.
Remember anything about him, Eddie?
Well, now, let me see. He was a research scientist, but he got mixed up with a couple of stock-juggling wizards and took the rap.
Oh?
He's been going straight ever since, as far as I know, though, Nick.
So that's what he meant when he said he was a contact man for my father in unusual circles.
Huh?
Must have been an underworld agent after he got out of prison.
Could be.
Matty, after I check these files, I want to borrow your laboratory for a while.
All right, sure thing, Nick.
I've got a little special work to do.
All right, I'll have Carter open it up for you. But how about the container from the macaroni?
We can't wait till morning for the unveiling. Can you pick Griswold up tonight if we need him?
That's no problem. We'll find him somehow.
Good. And if you can get him down here and hold him till I call, I think we can break this tonight. Well, back at the office at last, Patsy. You're sure you don't want to go straight home?
No. No, I couldn't sleep anyway. It isn't every girl that gets kidnapped on a birthday instead of being taken to dinner.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Patsy. Maybe I shouldn't admit it, but I was looking forward to that party, too.
Thanks for telling me.
Well, here we are.
I think I'll finish those letters before I... What's the matter, Nick?
Didn't you leave the light on when we went out?
I don't know. I think I did. I guess I turned them out, though.
It's dark now.
Nick, do you think something's wrong?
I don't know. There's only one way to find out. Wait a minute. I got the right key.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Come on, Patsy. I'll get the light.
Nick, it's Green Hat.
Yes, and he's dead.
Good evening, Mr. Carter.
The Colonel.
Yes, my dear. The Colonel. I've been waiting for you.
Sit down at your desk, Carter. Don't bother reaching in the drawer. I've removed the revolver from it. I warn you, I shoot quickly and accurately, so don't attempt any heroics.
You think of everything, don't you, Colonel?
I try to. I find it necessary in my business.
Your business?
Perhaps I should say profession. I'm a smuggler and a very good one. Don't move, Miss Bowen. I have no scruples against using a gun on a lady.
I'm sure you haven't.
What's that?
Air conditioning.
Oh.
Works on an automatic thermostat.
I see.
Carter, I think I'd better convince you that I mean business.
Well, we're convinced of that already.
The container you managed to get out of our hands, those microfilm plans. Plans photographed on small film.
Oh, we know what microfilm is.
What are those plans of, Colonel?
A new and secret process for casting aluminum.
Which doesn't belong to you.
Legally, no. You see, old Griswold discovered the process in South America. But he wasn't too careful about guarding his property.
You mean you hijacked it off him?
You could call it that. I knew it would be worth millions to the automobile industry, which would pay heavily to the first man to secure an American patent. I planned to have a front man patent it.
But you couldn't get it into the country because the Treasury men were watching your gang too closely.
Precisely. That's why we had to adopt that complicated method of delivering the container. And I might add, your shrewd guess decreases your chances of surviving this meeting.
You're pretty careless with murder, aren't you?
I'm afraid there's been a trail of death following that container. Starting with the original inventor of the process in South America, and ending in our unfortunate friend in the green hat. He failed, and I was forced to remove him. And he may not be the last, Mr. Carter.
You won't get clear on that rap, Colonel.
On the contrary, it's a perfect setup. Griswold couldn't call the police. Any publicity would call attention to the new process before he could patent it.
You'll slip, Colonel. It won't work.
I've told you this, Carter, to convince you that I'm deadly serious. I'm going to get those films, and I don't care particularly how I go about it. I think that corpse cooling on your threshold should prove that.
Looks as though you're holding all the aces, doesn't it?
Exactly. Now the container, please. I grow impatient, Mr. Carter. You don't hand it over by the time I count three, I shall proceed to shoot your secretary right between her very pretty eyes.
Nick sits watching the unwavering gun in the colonel's hand. He must act now, or the soft-spoken murderer will kill again. We'll see what he does in just a minute.
And now for the conclusion of the case of the Wandering Macaroni. Today's adventure with Nick Carter, brought to you by Old Dutch Cleanser.
Nick's office is quiet as the colonel covers Nick and Patsy, his finger typing on the trigger. The only sound is the colonel's voice.
1, 2.
Hold it, Colonel. I don't see why I should stick my neck out for a client.
Nick!
Last you show intelligence, Mr. Carter.
Nick, how can
Patsy,
you...
Patsy, the container I gave you.
But Nick, he'll...
Don't argue. Give it to me.
Oh, all right. Oh, what's the use of hiding it in the heel of my shoe if you're going to double-cross your client anyway?
Very clever, Carter. I see the heel unscrews.
Here it is.
Well, guess there's nothing left to do, Colonel. Here's your container.
Don't leave your chair. Put it on the desk.
Okay.
Now sit back. Don't move, Carter.
Glad you finally displayed reason. Now, before we decide what to do with you, we'll see whether this is the real container. It opens on this end. It's stuck.
Hi.
Out of the way, Patsy.
I've got the gun now, Colonel. And now we'll see how you like looking down the barrel.
Well, it's all set, Nick. We got the colonel booked. Murder in the first.
How about the rest of the gang, Matty?
All locked up. As soon as you called and told me Green Hat was dead and you had caught the colonel, Griswold led us to the guy who tipped him off about the macaroni deal, and he squealed on the rest.
Good.
I turned the plans over to Griswold, and he's got them in the bank vault.
And you better get the patent papers filed in a hurry before anybody else gets any ideas.
You know what burns me, Nick? That rat, the colonel, will probably hire 6 genius lawyers.
No, he won't, Matty.
He took plenty before you got here.
But he was trying to scare me into handing over the container. He even confessed to murder.
Oh, that's fine, but can we prove that to a jury?
We could let them hear the confession with their own ears.
With a...
What? Just before he started talking, I kicked the switch on my recording machine under the desk.
Well, I'll be...
Got everything he said.
He thought the noise was the air conditioning, but he was really dictating his own death sentence.
But, Nick, how the devil did you get out from under that gun? The colonel looks like a pretty cool customer to me.
Yes, Nick. Just what happened. First, I'm looking at that gun too scared to breathe, thinking you were double-crossing your client, and then the colonel screaming that he can't see.
Well, I knew the colonel would come to visit me sometime. He had my wallet with my address in it.
Well, that's true.
The only way he could locate the container was to come after me. So I stopped in the police laboratory and fixed a surprise for him.
While I was washing up?
Yes. I took the films out of the container and rigged a little booby trap inside it with tear gas.
Well, I'll be doggone.
But that stunt with the heel of my shoe.
Oh, Patsy, he'd have suspected me if I'd just had it in my pocket.
Oh.
I knew he'd open it up immediately to check. And that's exactly what he did. He got it right in the eyes.
Well, there's still one thing I'm not satisfied with, Mick.
Oh, what's that?
My birthday dinner.
Oh.
Even if we do go to the Penguin Room, the head waiter will probably get murdered, and you'll take the case.
Well, then, how about going back to the cafeteria for a dish of macaroni?
Oh, Mick.
Well, Nick, what about the adventure Old Dutch Cleanser is going to bring us next week?
I'll get to that in just a moment, Bob. First, I want to wish, I wish to call attention to the fact that this is the first day of National Farm Safety Week. I want to remind every farmer I possibly can that the best way to prevent accidents on his farm is to be sure that everybody knows his job. Safety records in industry are achieved by training and watchfulness. The same thing is true on the farm. So don't take chances. The life you save may be your own. Now, Bob, next week we're going to meet a man who was murdered because he was cured of a disease he didn't have.
And the most amazing thing about him was the fact that his face could take pictures after he was dead.
A man's face that could take pictures after he was dead? That sounds fascinating. What do you call the story, Nick?
I call it The Case of the Dead Camera.
Nick Carter, Master Detective, is presented each week at this time and over these same stations by the Cudahy Packing Company, makers of Old Dutch Cleanser. Nick Carter, Master Detective, produced and directed by Jock McGregor, is copyrighted by Street & Smith Publications, Incorporated. Lon Clark is starred as Nick, with Charlotte Manson featured as Patsy. Matty is played by Ed Latimer. Today's script was written by Ernest Canoy. Original music is played by George Wright. This program is fictional, and any resemblance to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This is Bob Martin saying, when minutes count, use Old Dutch Cleanser. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Welcome back. Gee, I felt sorry for poor Patsy, though I can't help but think she might have had a point about the restaurant. At any rate, hopefully Nick will replace it since he was so magnanimous as not to bill the client. All right, well, on to some listener comments and feedback. And we have this from Kay Carey, who left a review for us on iTunes. Says, I've always loved old radio detectives and have found this to be the best place to find them all in one place. It gives me a chance to sample some or just listen to what I want. Adam's knowledge is priceless and he's willing to take criticism or advice and put it to good use one way or another. Well, thanks so much. I do appreciate your comments. That will do it for today. We'll be back tomorrow with yours truly, Johnny Dollar, and then join us again next Thursday for another episode of Nick Carter. In the meantime, send your comments, box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and you can always leave us a voicemail, 208-991-4783. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.